Now, there's someone here. Oh, hey, Carolyn, hold it. Hold it, Carolyn. Fuckface is here. Welcome aboard. Are you here to celebrate us?
Well, someone should.
Yeah. Yahoo!
Unbelievable.
Who said unbelievable?
Gene.
Hi, Ion.
No. Did you miss Ion, Gene? Gene, are you getting Ion for the first time?
Oh, my gosh, I am. It's Susanna.
Yeah, Susanna's getting the first one. Okay, Mr. Ion, come forward and address your issue.
Hi, Ion.
No issues here. We were just in the frivolity of the bubble, toil and trouble to see what new messes you created for us today.
I know there's a lot of cleanup. Bob's releasing stuff that everyone told them never to release.
Did you hear Ion's sigh?
Yes.
Off of fucking Ion's pissed off. Oh, Lordy, Lordy.
We knew.
You left your fucking wallet in El Segundo, didn't you? Yeah, but what do you say there? You don't talk over me, buddy. El Segundo. Now repeat what you said.
So thanks for coming in and giving another level of incredulity to this whole thing, to just wash everything Bob put out there into oblivion.
Yes, it's not even true.
No, they don't even call it tied for nothing.
Ion, will you take questions from the gallery?
A few, and we are, just like you, here for moments or here forever. It's up to you. We'll be short as we go as we go.
Okay, Susanna, do you want to ask the first question?
Oh, my gosh, Ion, so good to hear from you.
Yes.
You know, I just knew that I would intersect with you during this week, this podcast.
Yes, of course. Imagine your surprise.
Well, it's so funny because I was on the phone with Bob last night for quite a while.
Oh, we're so sorry. We're sorry.
No, it was greatly interesting. It was very interesting.
Yeah, Bob will treat you so many ways that you're bound to like some of them.
Exactly. And what I'm amazed at is that I was up all night, and here I am the next morning. I dropped off for a couple hours, but I'm energized and raring to go.
And you'll ask your question because people are lined up. Ask your question.
Okay.
Oh, shut up. Let the young woman be fucking panting for 10 years.
Okay, go ahead, Susan.
I'm just reveling in the Ion thing. I'm a little starstruck. But Ion, so my question to you is, after the Bob Fest, after all these revelations and we're into the apocalypse, the apocalypse,
yeah.
Are you going to be back in the public to all or to the one percenters? Are we going to be interacting with you again? Or
you certainly may. You certainly may. Here's the thing. We're not speaking to the entire world. We're only speaking to you all. And it comes and goes, and that's all right, and that's fine. We say be a good steward over little things, and you can have larger things. But the whole wide world does not need saving. So, of course, it's not our job. We couldn't if we wanted to. We didn't start the fire. But the world's been burning since the world's been turning. But we didn't start the fire. So, therefore, we'll be available. We are available. We've always been available. Limitations and things that come from growth, like leg cramps when you're a kid, growing pains, they call it. Oh, they're so painful. You have to go through it by yourself, and you have to get over it. But once you do, once captivity is released, then a euphoric bliss is replaced. We'll come and help every way we can. If we need to put a cool compress on your head, happily, we will engage. But after a certain point, you got to get on with it. You got to get on with it. You got to get on with it. We're not trying to show you our power. We can, but we're not here to show you our power. We are absolutely trying to bring you into your own. And once we do that, then there ain't enough angels in heaven or devils in hell to stop you now.
Brian?
Yeah.
Oh, he's asleep. Okay, good.
Well.
Well, Governor.
I might continue on the meme of what I was on yesterday.
Yes.
So we got the story of Jesus and the three Jesuses, and they represent a man that walked the earth. But does Jesus represent something other than a man?
Yeah, it's the qualified, the second Adam is what they call it. It's another representation of how you come from little man back into your place of power. And it's not good for a damn thing except for it gives you a representative. It gives you something that you can go, oh, okay, this is how you save. Okay, Moses invested, but
right.
Jesus saved,
yeah.
So that's how that goes. But it gives a representation. See, go back to the marriage supper. You've done this 10,277 and a half times, and we're going to do it one more time. The marriage supper of the Lamb comes when you come back in your place of power. Why you have a Jesus is to have a groomsman for this interaction, to bring you back to God. If that's a bride, Jesus is not a pedophile. So you need to mature. You need to become a body. And that body is perfect, okay, without spot or blemish. Remember the blood of the Lamb and the altar and the lampstands and the oil and the...
Yeah,
and,
yes.
And it goes through the trumpets and it goes through the vile judgments and it goes through all of that. Well, that's a representation just to say, oh, yeah, this is how this fits together. Oh, yeah, this is how this plays out. Oh, yeah, this is what is next.
But Ion, all of those representations, all of them are a representation of things inside the body, inside the physical meat sack body.
Absolutely. That's all.
Okay, and what I want to get out is exactly what those representations are inside the body and how that process works inside the body of going from a little man to back to God, and I understand.
First starts with a thickening of your pericardium. You might want to get this. A thickening of the pericardium.
That, now you're speaking of the fluid.
No, pericardium is the sac.
Are you talking about the sac or the fluid that's in the sac that surrounds the heart?
The sac is first. The fluid is next. First comes the water, then comes the blood. First comes the water, then comes the blood. Yes, Jenny Bell, that's what we were talking about. First comes the water, then comes the blood. The thickening of the pericardium can hold a different specific hydrogen. With specific hydrogen, which goes to the AL2SO4. Come on, sports fans, can you give the whole formula? We've only done it how many times?
Get Sheila's picture. It's all there, baby.
Indeed. And there we go. Now, once that thickens, then you have a change in the pericardial fluid, okay? The fluid that surrounds the heart, that water becomes a different water. Once that water becomes a different water, then you can find yourself with a different blood. Once you have a different blood, and it's already started, and the process is there, and you can take any cell in your body. We've been telling you, when you start going to these crazy doctors, that they're going to do your blood draws, and your blood draws are going to come out fluorescent, and people are going to be asking questions, and then they're going to try to make that normal, and your albumin's going to be over the rainbow, and. But that doesn't matter, because nobody cares, so just call it an anomaly and move on down the road. That's not the point. The point is, this is that physical start of that change.
In the Bible, that story of Jesus changing the water to wine and the new, putting the new wine in, you have to have the new skins, is that a representation of what you just laid out?
Yes, of course. It's also done in Isaiah, the foreteller of the told. Isaiah, the foreteller of the told. Isaiah spoke in past tense for the future. It's rare. But then again, you and Carolyn are the only ones on the planet who really know what the past perfect tense is. So, kudos for you.
Ion, the oil in the lampstand, is that a representation of the lipids you love so dearly in us?
Amino acid. That's all we will say.
Any more, Brian? I know people are jammed up, but Brian asks the best questions.
He does.
Well,
he's like,
Bobby,
don't know shit. That's the problem.
Yeah, I'll open the floor because if I get into this, we could be here a while.
Okay, thanks, Brian. Next question.
Hi. I'm Cora.
Hi, Cora. Go ahead.
Hi, Ion.
Hello.
I have a question on the acidity level in my body, and I want to know if you have any suggestions for me.
NASO2.
NASO2?
Yeah, salt. Have a little more.
More salt. Okay.
Just a little, not 100 pounds, a little bit.
More salt.
Just a little bit.
Sounds good.
We talk about sea salt, Cora, a quarter teaspoon of a good sea salt in every pint of drinking water. Will that suffice, Ion?
A good salt of mayor is good, or even just a nice kosher salt. Just no iodine. You're already maxed out of iodine. You don't need any more iodine.
Okay.
So iodized salt is not necessary at all. You have plenty.
Am I okay on the Relight with the iodine in that?
Yeah. It's different.
Okay.
See, the way it is, the format it is, it goes directly into the cell. That's why you're getting plenty.
Now, Ion, you said NaSO2. That's not salt. NaCl is salt, but you're talking more about a sea salt with the sulfates
yes.
and all kinds of different things.
Yes. More meat, Cora.
Mm-hmm.
More meat.
Okay.
I didn't say protein. Forget that damn peanut butter crap. Get some real meat. Carney, real meat. Protein.
Love it. Thank you.
Have some.
Will do.
Hi, Georgia.
Hey, Georgia.
Is this Georgia Biagini from Gary Null?
Yes, it is. Hi.
How you doing, Georgia?
I'm good. I've been calling in. I just figured out how this thing works. I thought I was muted all this time.
This is a friend of
Bob's
mine.
Bob's had that trouble forever, too, so no fret.
What is my purpose in life, and how can I connect that to making money and become abundant financially?
Well, you can't make it. You don't make money. Money makes you. Okay? And if you have a focus or a purpose, just forget it, because it's worthless and ridiculous and probably a fool's errand. So let it all go. Get to the end of your rope, tie a knot, and hang on, is what they say. We say turn loose because you're 6 inches off the ground. Get over all of this stuff. Get on with having fun. And when the cares of life grow strangely dim, then we will tell you with all surety, without fail or exception, you will have abundant amounts of what they call them, money checks, all you can stand. When it doesn't matter, if you make it be about the money, it may not be enough. If it's not about the money, it can flow freely and easily to you, and once it does, you can't stop it. Can't stop it. Then it'll be, Ion, how do I de-manifest things? I have it falling out my house. I have too many monies. Make them go away. I burn them up, and they just come back. So, get over this purpose thing. Have some fun. Your purpose is to have fun. Become God and have fun. Otherwise, fool's errand. Forget it. If you like
right.
it, do it. Don't. But beyond that, you're pushing the noodle otherwise.
Right. And I do have fun. Is it a good idea for my mother to take RNA drops? She has hip replacement.
Well, it depends on, is she wanting to transition? Is she wanting to die? She's not wanting to die, is she?
Well, she has early Alzheimer's, so...
Then she most certainly does not want to. It's a great idea. It's a great idea, and you give her a purpose. Alzheimer's when you're just afraid to die. When you're afraid to die, you don't want to live. So the early onset comes from that. So the RNA drops will help balance that, and it's your job then to make sure that she has the opportunity to get as happy as she can get. You see?
Right, and it is
and then once,
it is safe for her with all the metals in her body, the implants, it is safe for her to take.
Oh, yeah, it'd be fine to just absorb it. No problem.
Okay.
Their titanium has been melted away.
Okay.
Georgia, about money and purpose and all that, follow Matthew Hartado. Get his books. Listen to his radio show. He's the perfect example of someone who created what he's living right now.
Screw that, Georgia. Give me a call. We go way back, you and me and Georgia.
I know, and I will.
We flirted in the office.
Okay. I've been preparing myself.
Yes.
I just want to,
prepare your cone.
Hi,
yes,
thank
Wendy.
You. Can you hear me?
Wendy, go ahead.
Hi, Ion.
Hey.
So delightful again. Hi. I heard you tell someone once, and I realized that it wasn't necessarily meant for everyone, that they should put a copper band around their ankle
mm-hmm.
for grounding.
Mm-hmm. It's not really for grounding. It's to balance. grounding will take care of itself, but some people need a little extra help getting it together. Sometimes it's within the thyroid of the or the hypothalamus when those connect. Sometimes the copper, the interaction with the copper, helps that from being such a raging thing. Okay? And we don't care for it. We say if you're taking some thyroid, take it. We don't have an issue with anything, but we don't like them. So if you can ground another way, then that's wonderful. But if you're taking it, don't not take it. But we're saying you can balance that to keep it all going. Because you have a very, very, very systematic, tactile lightning rod running through you, through all your chakras that have to balance. And sometimes they don't, okay? And when they don't, then you get off. Or you'll draw. Some people draw lightning. There's just all kinds of different energy fields and flows. The whole point of that whole interaction with a help and the assistance of balancing your gravitational pull regarding protons and electrons in your environment. You've done this process, and?
And I had the most crazy experience. As soon as I put it on, I not only felt glued to the floor, I felt like I was going to go through it. I could barely lift my feet.
That's right. And isn't it fun that that's just exactly what we already explained as you're trying to go through it? Sorry, we didn't mean to go over, but we just couldn't resist. It was just too delicious. That's the point.
That's okay.
See, you didn't need help with grounding because it really balanced you to the point that it froze you to in a suspended position as the batteries connect. Remember how you take batteries and they repel and connect?
Uh-huh.
They don't ever, ever, ever do they attract. There is no attraction in a magnet. When they oppose and they push away, there's only the repelling, only. Because when they click together, the reason they come together and snap and they're together, the reason that happens is they're trying to make a further distance between the positive and the negative flow. It just makes a bigger magnet. When it clicks together, it's not attracting. There is no attraction. There's only the repelling, only. That's why opposites attract. They're trying to make it further so that the positive and negative is further apart from each other. So for you, in that balance, it locks you to the ground. Boom.
Yeah.
It won't always. You could overcome it, but this is that experience that you're talking about. This is that flow of that field, because in that flow of field, you became part of that rod. So the extension of you connected, and therefore there was no place better in the place in the planet for you to be right there.
We got your main sister, Nadia. Go ahead, Nadia.
Hey, Nadia.
Hi, Bob. Hi, Bob. Hi, Ion. How are you?
Hi.
We're bubbly. Thank you.
I actually just was wondering if the career path that I've chosen and that I'm going through, if it's the right one.
No.
It's not?
No, it's ridiculous.
Why?
Is it the fastest path to enjoy, or is it a means to an end to get you somewhere else so you can do something different?
So what I'm doing, it's not necessarily what I'm going to be doing for...
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Do what you want to do. We say do nothing, but do what you do. It's okay, fine. I mean, you can rub Tom Ford's feet if you want to, but we don't see any benefit of it. The point is, you don't have to do anything. So anything you choose to do, make sure it's the thing you want to do. And do that again and again and again until you don't. And you're asking, is the path that I've chosen the correct one? No, it's not. It's ridiculous. If you have to ask, it's wrong. If you don't know that you are absolutely in the epitome of every delightful, blissful thing you could ever bump into your life, then you're absolutely lost. Do something else immediately.
Ta-da. Now, I have another question. This will be my last question. Puerto Rico, is there something that we need to, like, go get out there?
Well, yeah. Nataga, come on. Go get it.
Okay.
Go get your deeds. We don't have to live there. Just go finish up what you were supposed to already do.
Go back to Costa Rica.
And get your papers. Get your property. What's about the property?
Okay.
The barbicide, the bar and all. The farm, the bodega.
Got it.
Go get it.
Okay. Thank you, Ion. Thank you, Bob.
You're most welcome.
Hi, Ion. It's Tiny.
Hey, Tiny. We're so glad that you are with us.
Yeah. This regards Jake. Will he, these seizures...
Fucking Jake, fuck off, Tina. Goddamn fucking Jake, come on. I'm canceling the fucking Jake question. It's the same question. Ask something different, Tina, or I'll fucking block you.
No, it's okay, Bob. It's okay.
No, it's not okay. Don't listen to Ion. Listen to me. This is not good for you, Tina.
It's a bacon question. Go ahead.
Is he completely done with the seizure episodes that he'd be?
Yeah, he's done. He's
can
done.
Come off
it's
that medication?
Hey, Jake's going to die. Yahoo! He's
done.
You're free, Tina. Free at last. Free at last.
He's mocking your turmoil.
Yeah, and you probably haven't put him on magnesium either, have you?
He has had some.
Well, some is not enough.
You killed him, fucking Tina. Killed Jake.
Yeah, you haven't even listened to anything.
Record it a pop.
Put him on medication. Poor Jake going on medication instead of magnesium. Are you kidding me?
Here's the better part of it. I brought him back to life.
After you killed him, fine. Yeah, that sounds great.
It's okay, guys.
I brought him back to fucking life. I fucking brought him back to life, Tina.
Did magnesium help his appetite? That's the only question at bay. Did it give him more of an appetite?
Yes.
Okay, then do a little bit more of that. Add a little more until it gets where he can eat. You know how he used to eat and he'd be full and then he was done. But then he was never done. You could never fill him up. But then it was kind of like you want to get it back to where you can feed him the point you feel like is the right amount and he's okay with it, that he's not still starving. When you get the magnesium balance, that'll help that, and you shouldn't have any. He's had those before, remember? But that's when you're chasing those stupid rock things all over and feathers all over.
That's right, those stupid rock things.
He was so tangled, up in that whole conundrum that he had no choice. He had no outlet, so he just he'd blow. Okay?
Right.
He should kill John, not Jake.
Yeah, kill fucking John. He fucking wouldn't listen to anything. The goddamn idiot. He took Tina all the way to Florida, and Tina never recovered.
Okay, Bart. Go ahead, Bart.
The effects are pretty profound of everything Bob's doing on the air, the Payday Show and Cashflow, but the Payday Show in particular. Can you share some of the effects or the creations that these broadcasts are reaping, I guess?
It's finally undoing the ridiculous quantitative bullshittery of Marshall McLuhan. It's finally getting that crap completely done and getting people over all that maniacal bullshit that gets them back into their place of power and not some, we're just the substandard parts of the android beam. Well, fuck all that shit. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. This now finishes that deliciously.
And Marshall.
Bob, yay!
Yeah,
Bob
Brian.
Said that, Bob said
I
that
led
this
you
is the,
guys through it. I led the victory. That's what I've been saying for 10 years.
Bob says this is the last of the left-brained information that Bob's finishing out.
That's right.
No, only when I'm talking
he's
to
been
you.
Very,
only when
he's
I'm talking
very
to
patient.
You.
He's been very patient.
I've been very patient.
He can keep up at a much higher pace, and he wants to. But what we're trying to come to is where it starts applying. We want application, not results, because you already had the result. That's where you are now. But you wanted to have an indemnification. There's no reason to have a life insurance policy if you're going to live forever.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out the effects, aside from just sharing information, that these dialogues were having.
You're changing the way that words create.
You mentioned, Ion, at one point a while ago, the pineal gland is included in this process.
Yeah.
What role does that play?
It's a connector. It's kind of like if you take a hypodermic syringe and pierce your skin, it's the part that pierces the skin. It's the part that will wake up the hypothalamus sometimes.
Is that a pivotal part?
It can be. But see, different sensitivities require and beget certain relative points. Some people can take 17 joules of electricity through their body and find it just exhilarating. Most people fry.
All right, so I would say that would be a preference not to fry.
It's all relative. That's what you're asking. It's what are the shifts, what are the changes, and that's a point of relativity. Once it becomes a non-issue, then it isn't, you see.
That's individual.
It can be. And it's going to become what you're going to see once the meme, Mark Herbert, Marshall McLuhan, blah, once it gets out there, it's like the four-minute mile. Nobody on the planet could run a four-minute mile. Then someone in the Android team said, I can run a four-minute mile. And Armstrong got all upset about it, thought it was the devil coming back to take something over. And William Heron Thompson wanted to do another dialogue about it because it really didn't apply because it couldn't really blah, 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 something like that. Someone goes, and then you got some corporate who wants to write a book about it. It's so exciting. So then you have all these dispersed quadrants that are supposed to be doing something, mean something, add something, and they're ridiculous, beyond ridiculous. Then you come right back to the point. It's like, what exactly was the four-minute mile to do? Oh, it's okay to run a four-minute mile. Now everybody can. It becomes the standard. Four-minute mile is normal. Wasn't then. It is now. You see? That meme then allows creation. It changes how it is. We say, speak the words, and it's there. And people do it, and then it doesn't. And they go, well, what's wrong with me? I'd hope for so much more. You see, it's not about that. Just because you're not in that place doesn't mean no forever. It just means no right this second. And the more you please and delight yourself, the easier all that becomes. So your question, better stated, is there some other alternative shift that's also available that would make an even more expanded, gratifyingly appropriate response to his payday cash flow, let's go on the roll show?
Is there something definitely that, well, I asked this
more
before.
More interaction.
Okay, very good.
Uh-huh. Make it real. You're not going to convince Bob, but if someone could actually get right without his bullshittery, it would actually help them a little bit if they could embrace it. You did, and see, you got past all that, and you still made it your own. You can't be Bob. Nobody wants to. You'd come to us for deliverance if you were Bob.
Okay, let me ask before the next person about amino acids. We've got the taurine and methionine and realine. We've got lysine in the RNA drops. You're telling people to eat more meat for their amino acids. Is that the extent of it, or are you giving the secret message?
There's always a message. Okay. You remember when people used to go on vacation and they'd take those horrible slides and they'd just take carousel after carousel after carousel of those ridiculous slides of vacations that they weren't invited to go on?
Right.
Over and over and over. So as you're looking at those slides, having to listen to those awful stories that go with the vacation that you weren't invited to go on, you start noticing a bit of a pattern in the slides. Then you start finding out that the different vacation was a vacation that you were actually on. And it starts to line up. And then you can overlay them exactly over and over and over and over. And it's always the same vacation. Once it's always the same vacation, then a new lysine is born.
But also you're making sure people are taking their realign. I think that's one of the products that people don't really grasp enough of its importance.
Well, you'd think they lived enough less than this that they'd want to try anything. But but beyond that, we say please yourself. It's certainly all right with us.
And about titanium implants, et cetera, we've been having questions about that.
RNA drops will melt titanium.
In a good way?
Well, that's relative. In a nuclear reactor, probably not.
Yeah.
We like radiation. We like H-197, so it's all right with us, of course.
It'll be expelled? Titanium will be expelled? Okay.
Heavy metals will be absorbed. Your body will replace itself.
And the body will replace with what's supposed to be normal.
Another metal?
Correct.
Or just fix
no metal? No metal. But you don't know what metal is, so that's not a fair question.
So replaced with bone and tissue and what naturally should be there.
You don't even know what that's supposed to be either. Replaced with perfect human body parts.
Hey, is Rusty Mafia, is he out to get me?
Maybe. Sounds like fun.
I figured him out.
Everyone else is. Everyone else is. So.
Okay. Next question.
Can you hear me?
Sheila will never get in unless we help her. Come on in, Sheila. Bring up your cane and wheelchair. Let's let Sheila come in.
Sheila.
Hi. I'm here. Hi, Ion.
Let's talk about love, honey.
Love?
Yeah, tell us all.
He always wants to gossip with you, Sheila. Don't get distracted.
And Sheila, get dressed for once.
Ask your question.
Sheila's walking around, and JW's mother-in-law said, "Who's that naked lady in your bedroom there, JW?"
Why does she hang her lingerie up all over the walls and things?
Oh, my God, that was an old story. Well, in the garden, the new painting for the trilogy.
Yes.
I see a central image, again, is the Tree of Life, which is in the other two paintings.
Uh-huh.
Are there other images that are equally as strong as the Tree of Life that are integral?
The fruit on the Tree of Life. You don't have fruit. It should be pearl-colored.
Pearl-colored fruit?
Mm-hmm.
In the shape of apples?
Please yourself, honey. You've done pretty good with it so far, so when I undrive you, you can know you're driving.
And I see the water and the land and the sky equally represented space-wise.
A little more sky. Just a
put the fucking Android meme in there, Sheila, for fuck's sake. For fuck's sake, get the Bob chart in there.
Bob's got too much RAM in his cloud anyway.
Too much RAM in my cloud.
Yeah, that would be cute, having some little bit parts in your...
Bitcoin. Put the Bitcoin in there.
What do you mean? Like, putting people in there? Like Bob and Carolyn?
Chip bodies.
Chip bodies. Our bodies.
They're $740 each, but we don't suggest you hold them.
Yeah, Bitcoin. Forget that.
Look at Wyndham Lewis's paintings and get the idea of...
Get educated, Sheila. You're fucking way backwards in the background.
I guess Sheila's not asking us, Bob.
Look at JW sucking up to Ryan, sucking up to Sheila.
Doing the
okay, Sheila. Anything else, Sheila?
Ian, did you like the Doctor Who special?
We did. We did. We found it wonderful because the Gallifrey finally got its place to be, and it is not. So none of the other doctors are going to be able to remember it. Just one is going to rebuild the civilization to bring it back so you can loop it again.
Loop it
again
Dr.
and again
Bob.
And again. And then you still, and how. Tell us in a million years how you have the original doctor not even mention jelly babies one time. Not once did they even go through. Then you come back and you get all the Time Lords together. The good ones, the bad ones, even Davros is in the soup. He's the one trying to kill them all from the war in Gallifrey in the first place. It is just ever so delicious. One shall stand, and only one shall stand. Yes.
Okay, next Dr. question.
Hi, it's Eliza.
Hey, Eliza.
Hi. The job position that I'm looking into, is that going to be a different environment than the one I'm in? Like, is there going to be a more supportive one?
Maybe. But see, it's not about them. You can run all over the world. It's got to be about you. You got to find a way to please and delight you. And then it makes no difference which job it is. You could perfectly stand the one that you were in if you could find a way for that to be okay. Support comes from you, not from someone else. That's a point of your strength. And once you come into where you don't care, you're going to please and delight yourself, they'll back up and they'll yield and they will support you. But you got to be willing to not care first.
So should I continue? Because it is something that I want to do. Should I continue to put my focus on the position that I'm looking into?
Sure. Tear it up. Throw it with us. Buy it all. Own it. If you can't find a job, you won't start a company and be that. Not a problem.
Okay.
We can help.
You can?
Yeah, sure can. You being a thriving success coming into your place of power, it's the best thing in the world for us. We have someone to play with then. Finding you in a worky job where you're trying to get the money check, trying to get yourself so you can survive one more minute, go on and off yourself and be done with it, honey. Be over soon. Get happy or get out. The easiest way to say it. Okay. So enjoy all of it.
Saturday night, I'm sure you know when Payday comes on, I look forward to it. It's like a refuge from the insanity around me.
Now, boy, now that's a hoot. Going to the sane asylum to get relief, that's pretty fun, isn't it?
Well, I enjoy Bob and Carolyn's company and everyone who comes on. It's different from the little man environment around me.
That's true.
Are there going to be any changes or shifts in my environment where I can engage with that more than just one day a week?
Yeah, sure, you can do it all day, every day. Start one. Bob will play with you. Bob will do it 24 hours a day, all day, all night, 24 hours, bump, bump, bump. Bob won't stop. Anytime you tear it on, wear his ass out. Get him on the phone. You got to interact. 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 Bob will stay with you till you buy or die. You got to interact. But if you ever falter, if you ever misstep, you're done. Keep moving on. He ain't backing up. He's moving on. But yeah, tear it up. Aggravate the shit out of him. He just loves.
Okay.
Wear you out. It's fun. Engage. They'll start a blog over you, honey. All right.
Hi, Anna. It's Madeline.
Madeline.
Hi. Is there anything in particular that I can do to support my meat sack body?
Stop trying so hard. Why can't it just be fun? No, go ahead.
Why am I so cold? Is there something wrong with my thyroid?
No, you would need some dough. Get some dough and knead some dough. Make bread. That'll help you. Get worked up. Make bread. Make bread. Take RNA drops. Knead dough.
Bread.
Bread. Make lots of
that
it. Eat it.
I have a fear of bread. You know why?
Well, of course we do. That's why we said knead dough, silly Bob. Boy, we left that one cold in the dirt right there, didn't we? Don't you find it odd that we would tell you to do that very one thing that you don't want to do in order to overcome, obfuscate your position of what you say is coldness? Is that not odd?
Yes, it is.
Then do a little of it. Do a little of it, and it'll help you. Or don't fret and be cold. It's very easy. Not a problem, but you can get over that. You're trying to get your metabolism to kick. So just work with it. It's
right.
Not hurting anything. And if you don't, can't stand it at first, don't do it at first. Do a little bit, do a little bit, do a little bit, do a little bit. And work it out. Get to it.
Well, I have been eating bread. I just haven't baked any.
I understand. But
the baking of it.
Work it with your hands. Knead it. Let it rise. Punch it down. Work it, work it, work it. Roll it out. Put it in the pan. Let it rise. Bake it. Let it dry. Let it cool.
It's loving the bread. It's loving the bread instead of hating it. It's touching it, tactile. It's, you know, hugging it.
Beating the death out of it. Beating the death out of it. Not
so, I don't have an oven. I desire a secure, sunny, spacious, warm home with an oven. Please help me.
Okay. Just take where you are right now and strike a match. It'll be warm in a minute. Make sure your bread is thoroughly risen before you set it on fire.
All right.
We weren't kidding. That'll do it. You'll move in. No problem. Burn the joint down.
I went through that, sort of, and that's how I ended up here.
We know. Burn that one down. It'll be great. Plug in the deep fryer, throw in the french fries, and go to town. It's no problem.
All right. At a party a few weeks ago, I was doing my art, and I had an unusual experience. Do you know what I'm talking about?
We do.
Is that something for me to pay more attention to?
One question. Did you enjoy the interaction, yes or no?
Yes. Well, yes and no.
Well, it's the unknown, so you didn't know. It overtook you. You were swooned, as it were.
Okay. Yeah.
And if you like that, just like the bread, you'll overcome the reticence. But if it's something you like to develop, it's fine. It was fine, wasn't it?
Yes.
Well, then, delve in a little deeper, darling. Delve in a little deeper till it gets to be pleasurable, and then it becomes bliss. Then you wouldn't have that question. You'd know.
And
you're right. This is much more important.
and what I was doing there.
Yes.
Can I find that feeling place doing other things, or is that my thing?
No, you can find it doing all kinds of things. And no one would understand this, but if you have any of those that are chemically addicted to drugs and things, they shoot up or whatever, and they get that first high, and then they spend the rest of their life chasing that high, and they can never achieve it as high as they were because they've attained it, so they can't get it again. So they consume everything trying to get that again. Well, you can do that every day without any drugs or dependency. It becomes just normal. That's the example. Good, 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 good. Druggies are going to be the example of ascension. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
But that drive, look what they have to do. Look what they're willing to do. They're willing to do anything to get there. They're willing to do anything, kill, maim, steal, destroy, separate themselves from every loved one they ever have just to get one more fix that's not going to do it. Wow. What a drive. What a drive. Not so bad. Humans are fickle, especially less than ones.
Your explanation to me of the planes that I was seeing stopping in the sky, Ion, was that I was engaging a timeless experience.
Yeah.
But at the same time that I was creating that timeless experience for those craft.
You were? Yes.
Is that an experience that was isolated to an area around those craft, the craft themselves?
The craft themselves. You're counting molecular space as a timed event. It is not.
And there's no connection, but I can have an influence over the things that I experience.
If there is no time, there is no gravity.
And there's no distance.
That's correct, because you'd have to have something to gauge it by to even know. Because you'd never know otherwise.
My interest would be in coming into a knowing of, and obviously the inclination there means that it already exists, of experiencing and engaging that with more deliberateness and more awareness, that experience.
So you're able to forget it easier.
Forget it easier?
Apparently, because we've done this 18 times already.
Do tell. Would you please share what you mean?
Well, we've done this 17 times, and this is the 18th time we've done this exact same interaction. Over and over and over and over and over. It's okay.
Okay.
Let's do it again.
All right.
And you ask, and it's, then we're going to do it again. Here we go. The quantitative molecular structure of two positively charged ions are only predicated based on a nucleus or their representative space within a nucleus. Any neutrons have no effect until there is a nucleus. Okay? So until you have the nucleus, none of that other stuff makes any difference. You can weigh it, gauge it, move it, do everything a rabbit can do to a stump. It won't make any difference until there's a beginning point. So we're going to start again at the beginning point and have two positively charged ions in that field or spectrum within a nucleus. Then all the neutrons that will float around that, protons that are created from that, will have a place to land. Because what's happening is you're in that flux. You know what flux is when you're welding? Flux. Welding? Yes?
I'm not aware of what flux welding is.
Then look it up. Look up what flux is in regards to welding.
Okay.
Where's the electron in that relationship?
It's the leftover part that's not used in making a weld. The changing of a metal into something to seal something together. The flux is the leftover part. It's the inhibitor that holds it hot enough to melt the metals together, and that's the part that chips off and protects it. But he can learn about that.
Is that fuse welding?
It can be.
So, that's why the electrons, they're floating in the outer rim. They're kind of extra. They miss the action in the middle.
That's right. And the flux is the part that's left over. And so we're going through this again. And it's okay because we're going to do it till you get it. There is no time. Thank goodness. You're okay. And we'll keep stepping with it.
Ion, are you creating right now and therefore not being non-physical?
That's it. Are you still being your wife story?
No, it ain't.
Yes, if we say
no, it
yes.
ain't. Don't, you can't we use that. Yes. That's a 99% answer. I want a 1%er answer.
It becomes creation. And there we are. We are complete.